Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for another beautiful day, and so that we can get to experience your love, know ourselves as we should know ourselves, so that we can stand strong and blessed in your wonderful love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. We are reading Colossians 2 from verse 1 to 4. I wish you could know how much I have struggled for you and for the church in Laodicea and for the many other friends I've yet to meet. I'm contending for you that your hearts will be wrapped in the comfort of heaven and woven together into love's fabric. This will give you access to all the riches of God as you experience this revelation of God's great mystery, Christ. For our spiritual wealth is in Him, like hidden treasure waiting to be discovered, heaven's wisdom and endless riches of revelation knowledge. I want you to know this, so that no one will come and lead you into error through their persuasive arguments and clever words.
Oh, hallelujah. Beautiful here. We can just see here the beauty of this love that we can wrap around us in and take hold of. And again, I think, you know, God's love is like the sea sand. That's how big it is. So it's always there to stir us up. But then at the same time, he speaks about is a struggle to keep people enlightened and motivated and looking to their God. And why is this? As I see this exactly in our culture now, in the deception that is out there now. We need to know this love, and this love is our source of having our minds made up, having a backbone and a jawbone, but also standing against this deception, you know, that we don't fall for any of these lies. So it's really it's about being loving parents, loving people, but also people of character, people of strength of faith, that you don't fall for these lies. And I'll send a clip here now where it talks about, you know, our masculinity, especially about over the father. The father figure has really been broken down. And then one of the people that's been seduced by the evil one, he says that is something that they look at these people in the darkness, so as to get to the children and get to the family. So we need to be strong in our love, but we are people knowing what is right and wrong, and we stay in what is right and wrong. Yesterday I sent out some encouragement, and there I was just pointing out, you know, that the devil is not playing games. There is such evil in this world, but we know it's going to be taken out, and we know we need to be strong in faith, not in fear, and that's again the encouragement. The devil is not playing, but neither is God. For more than 2,000 years, this gospel has been preached, and the gospel of the goodness of God that is available. But many has just been on the fence, and there's many that hasn't gone into it the way they should. So let's be serious about this. Let's take hold of this goodness, because this goodness and this gospel is about our salvation, a great and wonderful salvation, not just for this life, but for the next. And it's also just bringing eternity. This salvation is bringing eternity to earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to dig for the hidden treasure waiting to be discovered, heaven's wisdom and endless riches of revelation knowledge. Amen.
Amen. Amen.